session to discuss compensation policies and salary for our executive director. Now seeks a motion from someone in that group to issue payment to Brenda for hours worked and not paid since January 1st through the end of May.
I second.
Have a motion in that regard.
I second.
Made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Final item under new business. Mr. Colarusso is making a donation to the city for development of Promenade Hill Park. Paul, do you want to chat with, do you want to address that briefly before we go into a discussion on it? And then and at some point when we have a vote, you have to recuse yourself.
Yep, I understand. The overall budget for the park was over by an amount, and Galvin, or I'm not sure what he's going to use, but is going to donate, and our family is going to also donate to bring the project up to
Hello.
We lost you, Paul.
You lost me?
Yeah.
You got me now?
Yes.
Yeah, you're back.
Okay. What? You didn't hear any of that, right?
No.
So the project at Promenade Hill was over budget. So Eric Galloway and the Colarussos have decided that they were going to bring it up to budget. And our portion will be $100,000.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Huge.
So we need a motion to accept Mr. Colarusso's donation. Ultimately, is for the city. This is exactly the type of thing we've done for the police department. A donation to a tax-exempt organization is then forwarded to the city. So I have a motion to accept his donation of $100,000.
I make that motion.
I second it.
Made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay. So we're at the 2-hour mark. The last item is public comment. I would emphasize as we start to think about this that we've had a lot of back and forth discussion here. I would like comment and not question to rehash things we've gone over. So appreciating that I cannot see the screen and who's raising their hand, is there public comment from anyone?
Go ahead, Brenda.
I was just going to say, Rebecca's been waiting.
Hi.
Brenda, if you can kind of cue people up as necessary since I can't see them. Rebecca.
Yeah, my question was just about the process by which the board decided to not to put the calcite out to a bid, the bidding process. If there had been like a board vote on that.
Yeah, it's because it's been out to bid before, and we're seeking the state's permission that that would suffice as a previous, as a necessary step. We have a lawyer's discussion on this that says we're correct. We're there with two people right now.
My question is not about why you wanted to do that from your perspective, but rather like was there a vote on that in the entire board, or was it decided on?
It was not voted on.
So the board did decide, let's just be clear, the board did decide right before we got the appraisal that the board would be amicable to a no contingency offer.
No.
$2 million minimum.
But there wasn't, so it just was a verbal agreement, not like a, I'm just trying to understand how was that arrived at, like in what form?
Again, if you go back to the minutes of that meeting, the board decided they would accept no less than $2 million for the property. That was just that simple. We now have two people stepping up to that, in excess of that.
But so there wasn't a decision, there wasn't a kind of a vote or any other sort of arrival at agreement about not doing a bidding process.
Well, there was no objection by the board. There was no one opposed to.
I stop here. I'm asking for comments, not a discourse between the board members and the public at this point. This is a long meeting, and I'm eager and interested in hearing comments, but much of what you're asking is already on the record.
No,
so I don't want to go back through that. In respect for everybody that's been here for 2 hours.
Well, I've been here for a long time waiting to ask a question, which is completely reasonable.
No, it does not say questions, Rebecca. It says comments, and I want to comment. But
this went back 60 days. This decision was made a long time ago.
Yes, and I was just asking you to clarify how the decision was made, and that's what I asked.
It was made by board decision.
No, it wasn't.
Thanks. I do have a comment on a different matter about which I guess is something that I've been curious about, which I understand that you probably won't want to go into any detail about right now because of the length of the meeting. But I am curious to find out more about how you are interested in working with other ongoing workforce development programs that are happening around the city in different areas, including the Columbia Economic Development Corporation and within the city. So I basically just, I guess my comment would be there is ongoing work around how to connect residents of the city who are, as you know, often underemployed to some extent and potentially undertrained to benefit from the kinds of jobs that are coming into the city. So I would like to know going forward, I mean, that'll just be something maybe we can revisit in the future. That is my comment, is I'm eager to hear about how you are planning to work with residents of the city to create jobs from the great businesses that have arrived here.
Yeah, I mean, I'll address that. I mean, as we start to strategize moving forward, there's definitely workforce development. I think Bob mentioned just lightly that we're thinking about maybe partnering with the Culinary Institute, do some hospitality training. There's a lot of things that need to happen before we get to that step. But of course, we're always looking to partner with, you know, what people have established already, especially through CEDC, the Business Coalition we work closely with on a weekly basis. So, yeah.
Great.
Welcome.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Yep, thanks.
Is there anyone else in the public to make a comment? Not hearing anyone. And still